It's been in the news all week long, the Sonoma County juvenile system. And from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office, Sonoma County's Chief Probation Officer David Cook is with us on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. A lot of us did not know until the Press Democrat story came out on Sunday that the parents of kids who are housed at juvenile hall are actually charged per day for that service.
Yes, that's been in place in the Welfare and Institutions Code for decades.
So it's $32 a day that parents have been charged for kids who are in juvie hall for any length of time. And apparently there are a lot of fees, about $4 million worth outstanding because of a lot of families who can't pay that bill. And now it sounds like there are going to be some changes to that system.
That's the proposal. There's legislation pending in the Senate in California to do away with those fees, but a number of counties across the state have already taken action. Boards of supervisors have indicated they are willing to eliminate those fees and remove that financial burden on economically disadvantaged families, and Sonoma County is contemplating doing the same.
Is it true that I read that there's something like $4 million in outstanding bills for families that they simply can't pay because their child was in juvenile hall at some point?
Yes, and that's decades old arrearages. So it goes back sometime.
And so upcoming, a lot of us now are thinking maybe more, you know, we should have thought about this more prior to this news coming out. I don't know how old the juvenile hall area, the system, that whole area off Pythian Road is. What kind of shape is it in at this point? It's been around for a long time.
The original hall dates back to the 50s, and the new hall was constructed in the mid-2000s. So we have a new state-of-the-art 140-bed facility. The good news is there are only 52 youth in there presently. Juvenile delinquency rates are down, and it's a very safe and secure environment. We have really well-trained staff who care a great deal about the youth that they work with, and provide a lot of structure. And then the kids there, we address their nutritional needs, educational needs, programming, medical treatment, mental health, substance abuse treatment, cognitive skills and behavioral change, and then pro-social activities. And we're one of the few juvenile halls that has a Boys and Girls Club inside the hall.
It's also true, I think, as I read along here, that you're trying to focus and help these juveniles not just get rid of the fees that they have to pay, but really focus on the accountability aspect and making good on the restitution to their victims.
Yes, when many of the youth are ordered to pay restitution to victims, and when they and their parents have these fees assessed for juvenile hall stay, it makes it very difficult for them to pay the restitution. So this is another way of allowing them to focus on the accountability side and make good the restitution obligation and make victims whole in that way.
I'm curious, David, too, about, you know, what's a daily like life for kids who are in juvie hall?
Well, it's fairly structured. They get up in the morning. We prepare breakfast. We cook our own meals there, kitchen staff, and then they go to education. And they're in a regular day of school, just mm-hmm. like any other youth. They have recreational breaks in addition to the academics. And then after that is the programming. And again, if there are mental health issues, treatment is provided. We focus a lot on cognitive skills, which is aimed at changing the way people think, kids think, and which will ultimately change their behavior. Focus a lot on pro-social activities. As I mentioned, we do have the Boys and Girls Club there. So They can go in and work out, play games, again, engage in all the things that kids do on the outside, only they're in a structured and safe, secure environment.
And David, how often do you see the same kids coming back into Juvie Hall?
There's a bit of the repeat youth who return, but frankly, it's a very small percentage of the overall population we work with, and the delinquency population in the county is a very small percentage of the youth who are, say, 12 to 18 years old in the county. It's in single digits, probably 1 or 2%.
Well, somebody's got to look out for them, that's for sure. And it sounds like you are really front and center in that effort. David, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, and it's good news to hear that some of those fees may be waived in the future for those families. That is Sonoma County's Chief Probation Officer, David Cook, talking about Sonoma County's juvenile system.